Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
How are you? How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you so much for the interview. So pleased to be doing this. Told a friend of mine I was going to be interviewing Jessica Jones, and she went crazy.
Well, send your friend my love and tell her I said specifically hi just for her.
I will do that. Loved you from the very beginning because you were in Veronica Mars, mm-hmm. and just found you fascinating in that. And I thought, wow, that goes back a ways.
That does go back a ways. Thank you. That's so nice to hear. That was one of my first big kind of ongoing TV gigs that I had booked in the very beginning of my career. And
wow.
that ended up being a cult little show that people still watch and find. And I do get a lot of people still coming up to me about Veronica Mars, which is so crazy.
Yeah, people love that. Now, you were in the movie too, right?
I was in the movie. Yeah, I had a pretty big part in the movie.
You play fascinating characters. Your scenes in Breaking Bad were just phenomenal to me. And the death scene in particular, which is almost frightening. But in your books, your protagonist, especially in this new one, always strong characters. I'm getting a...
There's a theme. There's like a vibe across the board.
You.
Yeah, I think, you know, Liz... Both the female characters in my book are real juicy, and they're roles that would be really interesting. You know, I kind of approach all of the characters in a very similar way. Underbelly, backstory, all of that stuff that I love to do. So it kind of feels like this is also a character that I could put on the list. And I'm so lucky that I've been able... There's obviously a running theme. I play often, you know, kind of bad girls or left of center or, you know, troubled. Like, if you can find, like, one theme, it's that. But they're always so varied. I'm, you know, I've played junkies and superheroes and bitches and witches and serial killers, and now Liz is a con woman, my protagonist in Retreat. And they're, you know, characters that could be quote-unquote unlikable, but what I enjoy doing is finding those windows where you see in those, like, vulnerabilities, those wound windows. And I feel like if you can really understand where a character is coming from, you're going to go along with some of those questionable, morally questionable things that they're doing. So that was like the biggest, exercise with Retreat, is kind of really getting into that, which I love. And that's kind of been my bread and butter, really.
You've done a little bit of everything. You've done modeling, you've done the acting, and writing a novel, though, is a completely different experience. Did you train for that when you were younger, or did this just come out of, you know what, I need to tell stories?
It was really, I need to tell stories, and it was also like a scrappy business decision, to be honest. I sold my first screenplay at 23 in like a room that was supposed to be an acting general meeting, and pitched something, and then got another meeting from that. And I was so fearless that that happened. And that was just like grit and elbow grease. And then with my first novel, Bonfire, the original idea was meant to be a TV pitch. And my agent was like, oh, maybe we should focus on some of the other ideas. Bonfire might be a hard sell right now. And it was a time in the business where everything had to be existing IP. It was just like anything it was, whether it was like a book, a comic, or, you know, graphic novel, an article, a title. And I was like, well, Bonfire is so personal. It was like, you know, kind of about my experience in my small town. And it was just written in a way that was like basically driving down like Route 11 to my house. And I was so into it. And I was like, well, what if Bonfire was a book? And then, you know, put together an outline, and it just grew and grew and grew. So it was kind of like this scrappy experiment that I really enjoyed doing, and realized it's all the same stuff. It's just being creative. And then, like, the medium ends up being secondary. So it's kind of like the same work to me. So when people are always like, oh my goodness, you're an actress who's now writing, you know, novels. Like, yeah, but I'm also like doing this and this and this. Like, to me, it's all the same. It's also like I get to scratch all of those itches and check those boxes. And I get to be with my son at home too. Yeah, writing has been something that's been very fulfilling for me and very fun.
Well, the book was fascinating. I'm about a third of the way through it, and I just started it yesterday. I just couldn't put it down. I found the character fascinating, but I keep seeing you in that protagonist.
Well, buckle up, because hopefully she will be a TV show. We're in early conversations for adaptation for TV, so fingers crossed.
You would be awesome. Is Jessica Jones returning to the MCU universe?
I don't know. I hope so. It's funny because I really do get asked about it almost every single day.
You have to.
And I should have a better answer. I don't know. I should have one just written on my hand. But I've kind of, you know, since the beginning, I've always said, like, if there's an opportunity for JJ to come back, I would be there for sure.
Okay, I have one suggestion for your career.
Okay, what is
you
it?
You need to be an antagonist to Wednesday Addams.
That's a genius
Will you
idea.
Take her on?
I think we know the writer for Wednesday. I'm going to make myself a note. I'm going to text him and say I need to be the antagonist for Wednesday in season 3.
Would that be awesome?
Yes.
You too?
My manager is with me, Kyle. We're gonna make that happen. Well, I'll at least put out the text message. I think it's a great idea. It would be a dream.
Thank you. Hey, again, big fan. I wish I had more time with you because I'd probably just take hours of your time talking about your career. You're wonderful, Kristen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great to meet you.